Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. We've got a survey, a budget coming up here relatively soon. What do you think's on people's minds?
Yeah, well, what's on their minds or what people are saying that should be on their minds?
Good question.
So I think housing is definitely on people's minds. Inflation is on people's mind. In the budget, I would not be surprised. They've already been teasing something to do with housing. And it's coming up more and more. And this is one survey that we saw that crossed over, I would say, into the business world. Yeah. When normally we think of housing, we think of it as an individual family issue, not a business issue. Yeah. So let's see how the crossover happens. And that's why we have our guest today.
Yeah, we've got Michael Capos, a partner with KPMG Canada, joining us today. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Now, KPMG just conducted a survey in advance of the budget. This is the one Faisal was referring to, caught our interest. Maybe you can give us some of the highlights.
Sure, absolutely. Obviously, the housing crisis is without a shadow of a doubt impacting everyone. These days, one study found that just 45% of Canadians can afford a condo, which is down from 60% in 2019, while only 26% can afford a single family home. But we wanted at KPMG to drill down and ask business owners how they were being impacted. So we surveyed over 500 business owners or leaders of small and medium-sized companies across Canada ahead of the federal budget. And really, the ripple effects from the high cost of housing and the lack of supply are indeed being felt right through the economy. So there were three key things that came out from that survey. The first was that 94% of those business owners, the overwhelming majority, said that those high housing costs and the lack of supply are really one of the biggest risks facing Canada's economy. And they really should be top priority in the upcoming federal budget.
So, Michael, can I just jump in there right now with that piece? You said it's 94% of business owners, small, medium-sized enterprises are looking at this, and they're saying it's the top priority for the upcoming budget, according to the business owners. Why do these business owners care about that?
Why do they care? Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with the affordability of wages and of staff to actually even just staff their businesses. If people can't afford to live in a place, then they're likely unlikely to be able to work in that same place. And business owners are really grappling with a really tight labor market and a lot of shortage in supply and affordable staffing, particularly in urban areas where they've witnessed high costs in housing, where housing's scarce and therefore workers are also scarce. And so that creates more pressure on their bottom line. It creates more pressure on the ability for labor to actually move to a particular place across Canada as well. It's an issue for even retaining talent. There's a really big sort of challenge there. 87% sort of agreed that is actually forcing them to pay more and to attract and retain their talent. So it really is having an impact on their overall bottom line.
Let's go to solutions then. So if business owners have identified this as a major issue, what did the survey say about the potential solutions to this problem?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the solutions are complicated. There's nothing really straightforward here. Some of what the survey found was business owners were looking for more innovative tax measures and different thinking. So for example, making mortgage interest payments tax deductible. It's not surprising that 86% of business owners support using the income tax system to actually make housing more affordable. But it's not just about making housing more affordable, because that doesn't actually help solve the supply issue. One estimate sort of talks about Canada needing between 5.8 and 10 million new homes in the next 10 years. And last year alone, we only built 250,000. So we're a far cry from actually being able to meet those targets.
So Michael, let me just jump in there on that piece as well, because that's a good point that you're making. It's not a demand issue. If you change the tax incentives for individuals to make it more affordable, you're increasing the demand.
Right.
So you're not helping the situation. You're not solving the problem, the supply side of the equation. So you've nailed that. Here's what I've learned about other companies around the world, that if they want to hire people, and I'll pick on your company. Your company has done this for many employees around the world. They've provided housing. They've provided some incentive programs for housing. Should it be on the backs of business owners to provide a housing program for their employees, i.e. building housing, creating that opportunity, that space? Are the business owners who are in this survey also going to say, yeah, we're prepared to step up and be part of the solution? Or are they just saying it's a government problem, let them deal with it?
I think it's really an opportunity to bring all levels together. So it's not just the business owners that are on the line for this, but there's actually nonprofit associations, there's different levels of government, and then there's the development community that can actually work around partnership. And I liken it to things that are happening in the childcare sector. So in the childcare sector, you're seeing more private businesses sort of step up and say, I'd like to work with nonprofit childcare centers to try and offer, because I know it's going to have a long-term retention upside for me and my employees. It's probably a similar thing on the housing front side. How can employers sort of work with other associations, other developments to provide that partnership together? Because it's not a simple problem just building more homes, right? Building homes, if it was a simple problem, we would have solved it 5-10 years ago, but it's not. And so there really needs to be a different delivery or partnership model between business, community, and government kind of working together. You know, if a community is attracting commercial business, how are employees getting there? Are they commuting in from long distances or living nearby? Businesses have to think about that. You know, the move to virtual versus in-person, that also dictates sort of, you know, where people can afford to live and where they choose to live as well. What kind of housing is needed as well? Like, we're seeing more trends toward multi-generational housing, and a lot of the apartments and condos that are being built today are for single people or small families, which is not sort of the type of demand that's existing. So it's really about finding that right sort of supply and demand mix there. And I think, you know, businesses have a part to play in it.
Michael, when you look around the world, which countries have got it right? Because I look at our friends down south, they're saying they've got the same problem when it comes to housing and so forth. When you look at parts of Western Europe, you're hearing the same problems that we're expressing. What countries have got it right that we can look at and say, let's follow that model, because it's clearly not working here in Canada the way it is right now?
I mean, interesting enough, Europe has a really good model because they don't actually have a lot of single family zoning restrictions. So they actually use more apartments. People live in apartments. They live in condominium buildings. They live in more density of housing. We don't have that same sort of thing here happening in Canada. And we have provincials, governments, and federal government that are making different decisions in different places based on the needs of people. So recently you have BC that sort of created this overlay across the province to enable multi-unit development anywhere in the province, right? Other provinces don't believe that that meets the needs of their individuals and of their residents. So it is quite complicated because we are so diverse across the country here. But I would say Europe sort of is an area where people can look to see kind of what works for them.
Let's wrap up this segment, if we can, Michael, with just a comment on this. So, you know, after having done the survey and looking at the takeaways, what's the one or two things that you would advise policymakers on and businesses to be thinking about to solve this problem?
Yeah, I think bottom line, everyone needs to work together, and we need to be spending money on houses, not on home buyers. And that includes both market housing and non-market housing. So there's a lot of partnership that needs to be done around here. And I think it's only going to be through partnership that we're going to solve this affordability and this housing crunch that we're in.
Mike, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us.
Thank you very much.
We've been joined by Michael Capus, who's a partner at KPMG Canada, talking about the budget and talking about the housing issue, right, and the impact on business.
Yeah, when I hear we should all get together and work this thing out, somebody has to quarterback this whole thing.
Yeah,
it's usually on the backs of government. I don't have a lot of faith in any level of government of getting everybody together and solving this problem. Because, like Michael said, if we had the solution 5-10 years ago, We would have done that.
Right. You don't get 10 million units behind overnight.
Correct.
Right? So there's a long-term problem.
Correct. And so for the past 10, 20 years, we haven't got together with all different levels, all stakeholders to see how we can have a solution to this. What I find interesting is that the government in each province is competing with each province. Federally, they're trying to get a policy to come in via a budget that will try to make them look like they're trying to help and say, look, how much billions of dollars we're supporting the program. But I have yet to see a huge task force to solve the problem. And I'll give you the best example. If this was a natural disaster that happened in Canada, you'd see all levels of government and profit and non-for-profit organizations get together and solve this. Mm-hmm. If we treat this as a natural disaster, we're going to have a solution. We're just not treating it in this manner.
Okay. Run for office. I'll vote for you. You got one vote. Okay. Listen, we've got to pull all this stuff together, including housing, where you're going to live, lifestyle, all of it at our upcoming seminars.
It's such a pressure. And that's where we're going to talk about how to make sure you alleviate that pressure through your retirement on Tuesday, April the 16th, 7 p.m. at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. We're going to Lethbridge on May the 7th in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel. Register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. What are money managers missing in helping you in retirement? Stick around after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.